Now, here's our first batch of news items. It seems the same subjects come up time after time. The County Council, the Castle Museum and the Debenhams Building are with us again this week. But first, a big financial boost for an area of the city. A deprived community is in line for a £20 million lifeline after years of being quietly forgotten. The government's Pride in Place cash will bring £2 million a year for the next decade to West Earlham and Beauthorpe. Locals will help decide how it's spent, with projects shortlisted before a public vote. Norwich South MP Clive Lewis said he wants the money used on projects that keep paying back, including community buildings, local energy schemes and revived public spaces.
Reform UK has claimed it has an effective majority on Norfolk County Council, thanks to an unlikely alliance with Rupert Lowe's Great Yarmouth First Party. Councillors new and old arrived at County Hall on Thursday for the first time since the local elections, where Reform claimed victory but fell three seats short of an outright majority, winning 40 of the 84 seats available. David Bick, who was chosen as the new leader of the council, shrugged off concerns that the party would be unable to govern, pointing to a convenient, albeit unspoken, arrangement with Great Yarmouth First. Mr. Bick's party had an eventful first day at County Hall. A combined 46 votes, made up of 39 Reform councillors and 7 Great Yarmouth First members in attendance, passed motions to scrap the council's net zero commitments and abolish 3 political assistance posts. The assistant roles, which have been in place since 2001, was an administrative role there to help the council's 3 main parties with briefs, memos and motions. Reforms say it will save £160,000 a year. Kay Mason-Billig, the previous council leader, who now sits among just 8 Conservatives remaining on the council, accused Great Yarmouth First of selling out to Reform.
The newly elected Reform UK administration at Norfolk County Council has removed the Ukrainian flag from County Hall and banned the flying of the Progressed Pride banner. The party has introduced a new policy for the display of flags from the council building after it took over control of the authority last week. The only ones allowed will be the Union flag, the flag of St George, the Norfolk one, and the Norfolk County Council one. However, royal flags, as well as those of the British Armed Forces, the Merchant Navy and emergency services, can be flown on special occasions. It means the end of the Ukraine national flag, which has appeared above the council HQ since the country was invaded by Russia in February 2022.
A new area at Norwich Castle Museum, designed specifically for children aged 5 and under, is about to be unveiled. The early years space in the castle keep, named Snap's Den, is due to open on Wednesday, June the 3rd. Named after the ceremonial civic procession dragon, which used to be on show in the keep, the area is a dedicated hands-on multi-sensory gallery for preschool children to explore medieval life. Families of children aged under 5 will be able to book onto one of the 5 daily slots, included with the cost of entry to the museum, for exclusive access to Snap's Den for a 30-minute play. The creation of Snap's Den forms part of the £27 million Royal Palace Reborn revamp of Norwich Castle.
The roof of the canopy of Orford House, the former Debenhams building in Red Lion Street, has fallen onto the busy street, and a section of the path has now been blocked off. Orford House is currently out of use after the Debenhams department store closed in 2021, but is next to bus stops used by commuters. The building is owned by Orford House Developments Limited, OHDL, and there are plans in place for it to be partially demolished to create 377 student flats with shops on the ground floor. The scheme, however, is proving controversial, with University of East Anglia officials complaining there's no justified need for any more student housing in the city, according to research that they've conducted. A spokesman for OHDL has said the situation is under control and is currently being dealt with.